Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It was important. You know, that's I wanted to see a good defense. You know, I wanted to see the defense that I believe we can be. You know, a defense that we've been working to be. I wanted to see that. We saw that a lot. And we can get better. We need to get better. But, you know, we'll chase that too.
They look extremely mature today. Got turnovers. Kept points off the board. Except that wild touchdown. But those guys just did their 9-11. You know, they did it. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. Cause, you know, they might turn this into a meme or something. But, they, you know, they just did the whole thing. But they did what they're supposed to do today.
I think I just caught what he said, but I didn't catch it in the interview room. But alas, we'll move past that. But you heard Harps talk about the defense, and then you heard Lamar talk about the defense. I'll tell you during the break.
Okay. Because
it'll totally take the segment off the rails. Anyway. Defense showed up against Cleveland. We spent a lot of the time yesterday discussing how much of that was the defense, how much of that was a bad Joe Flacco. Alas, how much better are you feeling about this defense after Sunday?
I guess slightly. Like, they needed to feel good about themselves, right? So I will dap them up for them being able to come to practice this week, and nobody's really got to call anybody out. There's no palace intrigue about why a certain corner was dressed. We're not sitting here wondering why certain people got so few snaps. We're not wondering about who blew that coverage in the middle of the end zone. Like, so there's not that stuff to dissect.
Yeah.
There's no fires to put out. There's no, you know, proverbial team meetings or tongue lashings that had to happen. So all that's positive. But then when you factor, you know, it was at home. It was the first game of the year. The crowd was behind him. Joe Flacco looked like the Crypt Keeper. Like, the running back just got there. You know,
it's a reference Bohm doesn't get.
You're kind of like, you know, they got to show me a lot more than that. And they're going to have to show me against better. And more to the point, they're going to have to show themselves in the fourth quarter with more at stake that they've put their choking tendencies behind them, and I don't think they could ever do that really totally fully in the regular season, and you sure as hell can't do it week two against, unfortunately, what's become the Crypt Keeper.
Do I feel better about this defense? Yes. Am I willing to say that, hey, this defense is back on that top 10 trajectory? No. I want to see them do it against a step up in class, and that will be Monday night against the Lions. The Ravens defense did what we were expecting them to do. They got after Joe Flacco, hit him 9 times. They were able to force 2 turnovers, including Roquan Smith taking one back to the house. They slammed the door shut against an inferior opponent, an inferior offense and quarterback in Joe Flacco and the Browns in the fourth quarter. But now you got to start to stack these type of games, because Jared Goff and the Lions, where everyone was thinking after week one, oh, geez, didn't have any of, you know, You lost both your coordinators. It's going to be a much different Lions team. Well, they just dropped a 50-burger. And you can say, okay, it's the Bears, and they wanted to rub Ben Johnson's nose in it. Okay, I'll grant you that. But they dropped 50 points on an NFL team. So they're going to come into M&T Bank Stadium, and we'll see how this defense does against them.
You want to hear something crazy I was just thinking about? So that Nate Wiggins pick off of Flacco, I'm pretty sure is the first Ravens turnover since Michael Pierce versus Cleveland.
It is.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
So I feel a little better, and I know we're going to get to a poll in a minute, and that's how I voted, because they did cause some turnovers, and they did get after an old man quarterback. But I feel a little better. But, Bone, as you just articulated, let's see what they do against a real offense. Let's see what they do against Gibbs and St. Brown and Jared Goff, who knows how to he's not super mobile, but he knows how to find his guys.
Just put up a poll. IA1057 The Fan is how you can vote on this poll. Every poll on Twitter.
Yeah.
Ravens defense had a far easier time on Sunday versus a far lesser opponent. It was a necessary bounce back. But how much is the result was due to who they were playing? We ask you, Ravens flock, did week two change your perception of this defense very early on? But nope. Proven in the playoffs, 55.3%, maybe a little, 29.8%, and absolutely 14.9%.
Yeah, the reason I said maybe a little, Jason, is because I saw some things that I hadn't seen in a while. So I went, okay, now show me against a real team.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a part of me that wonders, did they win? What is it? Win the fight but lose the battle, because you've got...
Win the battle but lose the war?
Yeah. Because of the Van Noy situation, because maybe they're not as deep as we all gushed about at corner, because, you know, Jair Alexander's not getting on a football field anytime soon. For like one week does not... That don't rectify that.
Harb
for me.
Said sooner rather than later.
The way he was talking, I wouldn't be shocked if he's out there Monday.
That's fine. Like I say, it wouldn't for me. I'm on record again. I was right the first time. I'll be right the second time.
Maybe.
Wouldn't get on there for me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And so, you know, those things go hand in hand. So you're also going to face an opponent that's a lot more balanced, that's going to be able to sell and activate play action in a way that the Browns just never could. But losing Van Noy to me is pretty significant. While I did not think he was going to be close to what he was a year ago, I still think he was going to be probably their second most interesting, intriguing defensive lineman on the team next to Matabike.
Think about it. He's the only vet on the edge. Adafe Owe is the old head now.
Yeah.
Entering year five. And you got Owe, and now...
Hey, Ajabo's probably dressing...
That's what I was going to say. Assuming they don't bring anyone in this week, David Ajabo is going to be up for the first time this season. And we know that Mike Green, his snaps are going to continue to ramp up. Tavius Robinson's been playing a lot as well. They're going to need those young guys to step up.
I got to tell you, and I'm not telling you he's some sort of all pro, but I've been impressed with Tavius Robinson.
Absolutely.
That kid can play. Now, I'd rather he be a secondary piece than a lead piece.
Yeah, you'd love to find the 25 snaps to deploy him where it's most advantageous to you. Not need to find out. I wonder what he'd look like if he had to play 45 to 60 snaps.
He's a player that every single team needs in his ability to do all of the dirty work. But it goes back to what we were saying. They don't have a guy on the edge that keeps opposing defensive coordinators up at night.
And I think this person was here during training camp and worked with him after practice. He's Jared Johnson. Jared Johnson was a great secondary piece for the Ravens.
Yeah, I mean, I think he might give you a little more pass rush. Maybe has a little bit more of an instinct for that, but like...
Jared Johnson was a heck of a player. I want to see Tavius Robinson.
I like Jared Johnson a lot.
I think they got pass rush issues, and that's why it's hard for me to get too gaga over what went on Sunday.
Ravens are off today. They start getting ready for the Lions in earnest on Thursday, though there will be open locker room for the media tomorrow, but practice on Thursday because, remember, they play on Monday. We have a very busy Tuesday show. We get started guest-wise. Morgan Atsit, Fox 45 Sports, get her thoughts on the Ravens, maybe a little Orioles as well at 2:30. Mike Bordick, he's an Oriole Hall of Famer, part of our BBT crew. He joins us at 3. John Mioli covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner. We'll talk to him at 4 o'clock. And Ross Tucker, he was on the call for CBS. Friend of the show, we could say. Jason covered him when he was with the Washington football team. He joins us at 4:30.
Yeah, big show. We have not chatted with Bordy since
the hiring.
We found out that the bad GM got kicked upstairs.
Yeah.
The promotion that still hasn't been officially on the record, acknowledged in any way, shape, or form by this organization. Going on how many days now since it broke?
We touched on that during BBT last night. He was a little fired up.
Last weekend, I think. Wasn't it last weekend?
I can't remember if it came out Saturday or I don't remember, but it's quite a look, quite a franchise.
Coming up next, though, we stick with the Ravens, and Derrick Henry got shut down in the game Sunday, and he's now fumbled in two straight games. Any concerns about Derrick Henry? We discuss next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.